Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When jobs are hard to come by, one solution can be to start your own business. It's risky. You might not get the help you hoped for, but at least you're doing something. We'll hear from listeners who've done just that. It's Thursday, the 15th of March. This is Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Celeste. This is the Takeaway.
Right, just one the, but it's important that you get in there. Good morning, Dan.
And the U.S. economy gradually improving faster than many economies in Europe. Individual enterprise could be one reason. Setting up your own business is easier in the U.S. than in many other places, but more small businesses fail too. We'll hear from two people who decided if they couldn't get a job from someone else, they'd make their own by starting their own business. And listeners are talking about their jobs. Here's Don, who posted on our Facebook page, "I was a wannabe executive, but I decided to opt out of the path I was on for one that would bring me more joy and creativity and less responsibility so I could have more of a life. I'm making a decent salary, but it's 30 to 50% of what I used to make. But I guess, Don, it's yours." And that's the point. Tell us about the state of your job, 8778, My Take, or on our Facebook page. First, let's check the morning's top headlines.
The suspect in last week's massacre in Afghanistan has been moved out of that country. He's now in Kuwait. The unidentified soldier allegedly killed 16 civilians this past weekend. Many people in Afghanistan have said he should stand trial there. One U.S. military official says it's possible the suspect could be returned. Also in Afghanistan, new details are emerging after those tense moments yesterday when someone drove a stolen pickup truck onto an airport tarmac just as Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's plane was landing. We get this report from our partner, the BBC, and correspondent Quentin Somerville.
The stolen pickup truck was on fire as it drove near the runway at high speed at the main British base in Helmand. It was heading towards a welcoming committee of U.S. Marines. They were waiting for the arrival of the U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. His plane was at the other end of the runway. The driver didn't make it to his target. He appears to have been overcome by fumes. The truck crashed into a ditch.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville from Kabul, the driver of the truck, died this morning.
75 people are being charged with murder and negligence in Egypt in connection with one of the world's deadliest soccer riots. At least 74 people in the riot in the city of Port Said last month. The city's chief of security is among those charged. Nearly 5 years after 33 people died during a shooting rampage on the campus of Virginia Tech, a jury says the school was negligent. The parents of two students who were shot to death argued that their children might have survived if they'd been given a heads up once the shooting started.
British Prime Minister David Cameron heads to New York City from Washington today. He was honored last night during a state dinner in a tent on the White House South Lawn. Cameron's scheduled to visit Ground Zero while he's in New York. And foreclosure activity has risen sharply in more than half of the states. According to the firm Realty Track, mortgage lenders are going after people who've fallen behind on their payments at a faster pace. That's seen as one result of the recent agreement between banks and the states over foreclosure procedures.
The government's launching its first national advertising campaign to try to get people to stop smoking. Billboards and radio and TV ads will contain images that some people may consider to be a little over the top. The ads will show smokers who lost limbs or had a tracheotomy or heart surgery.
The longtime girlfriend of accused mob boss James Whitey Bulger has pleaded guilty to helping Bulger while he was on the run for 16 years. Catherine Grieg entered her plea in federal court in Boston. Several of Bulger's alleged victims were in the courtroom at that time. Under the plea deal, Grieg could potentially serve fewer than 3 years in prison.
Let's check the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mixed. The futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 13,194. The S&P opens at 1,394. And the Nasdaq opens at 3040. All this week, we've been talking to our Takeaway listeners about making it work in this economy. And our listeners are resilient folk, it seems. You've tried everything. You've moved. You've changed careers. You've gone back to school. You've taken cuts in pay. Well, up next, we'll hear from two of you who run small businesses and have a job on the side. That's up next, and you can tell us about what you've been doing to make it work in the Great Recession. 8778-MYTAKE or thetakeaway.org.